Bonjour à toutes et à tous et bienvenue dans un nouvel épisode du podcast Learn to French. Je m'appelle Eden et j'enseigne le français. Hello and welcome to another episode on the Learn to French podcast. If you're new here, my name is Eden and I teach French. Today, let's have a little bit of fun and explore some games for learning French vocabulary. You can either play these games by yourself or with a partner, in a group setting, or even with your own French tutor. The best part of these games is that they are completely free. So as usual, before I start, you can simply click on the link in the description of this episode, in the show notes, and you can also read and see the images. So the first game that we're going to take a look at today is Le Jeu du Pendu. Le Jeu du Pendu, this is for all levels, and you should be about two and more players to play. What do you need for this game? A sheet of paper and a pencil, or simply a board and a marker. So this means that you can also play it in a classroom setting. You can also use a dictionary if needed, and if you need to check for the meaning of a word, or simply how you spell it. This one is probably familiar to you, as this is the French version of the hangman, le pendu, the hangman. This is one of the most famous games for learning French vocabulary, and the rules are simple. You need to guess the mystery word before your little stickman, your little guy, ends up being hanged. One of the player goes up to the board, or shows his blank sheet of paper, if you want, and they start drawing what we call la potence in French, the gallows. This is where your stickman will be hanged. Once again, you can take a look at the images in the article, but I usually start with only the base, so where he's going to be hanged. And then after, I draw the rope and then the stickman. Next, that same player thinks of a specific word. Once they have chosen a word, then they will draw beside the gallows, or that base that they draw, blank lines. And that's supposed to be the mystery word to guess. So you simply write down the number of letters that your word has and just draw some empty lines. The game can now start. One after the other, each player guesses which letters are part of the mystery word. If they get it wrong, then the player at the board starts drawing the hangman piece by piece. So I first start with the rope and then the head. If players get another letter wrong, I go ahead and draw the head, and then after the neck or the body, and after the two arms, and then the two legs. But you can adapt. You can simply draw one arm, for example, and then the other arm if you see that they are having a hard time, or simply if you want more chances for the players. If the stickman ends up being hanged, well, the player on the board wins and shows the mystery word, of course. The second game that we're going to take a look at today is called Le Petit Bac. This can be played at all levels. You can do it by yourself, but you can also play it with friends, and it's more fun with friends, actually, or other learners. You need a sheet of paper, a ruler, and a pen or a pencil. Or, to make it faster, you can simply use a Word document where you can build a table on Word. Le Petit Bac is actually short for Le Petit Baccalauréat, which is an exam that we take after high school in France. This is one of the most played games in France for French vocabulary among children, teenagers, and even adults. The fun part of this game is that you can adapt it to your liking. The main goal is to build a table and fill it in with specific words starting with a chosen letter. You can take a look at the picture, of course, to visualize this kind of game. I added a picture of Le Petit Bac de Noël that I found online. But the most important thing is that the first column should be the letters that you choose. Preferably, it should be a random letter, okay? So perhaps what I like to do with my students is, okay, so I'm going to count silently in my head, like, not count, sorry, I'm going to recite the alphabet silently in my head, and you just randomly say stop. And I'm going to choose that letter, or any other way you can pick a random letter for this game. And then the next columns will depend on what you'd like to do. So they can be adapted to any kind of topic or level of difficulty. For example, if you're more into the technical side of French, you can replace the other columns with adjective, nom, verbe. Each player that successfully fills in a line scores 1 point. You can also add a timer if you want to play faster. But here, remember, what's most important is that the first column is the letter column, and then the next columns are going to be different topics, and you need to fill each line with a word that starts with the letter from the left column. Here's an example in the article of filled in lines of the game that I just described. The third game is called Le Jeu de la Liste, and this is also played at all kinds of levels, but you can also play by yourself. As usual, it's more fun with friends or other learners. What you'll need for this game is a pen and a paper, and of course, a timer, so you can use your smartphone for that. The main goal of this game is that a topic needs to be chosen. So you can pick, for example, vocabulary of the city, food, transportation, etc. The timer is set to 30 seconds, or 1 minute if you prefer. Within that specific time frame, the player needs to write down as many words related to that topic as possible. So for example, if you have 30 seconds, then you have 30 seconds to write down as many words regarding that topic. Let's say food. So 30 seconds to list down as many words as possible. The player that has written the most words wins. The fun part is that if there's more than one player, then you can, of course, compare your words. Fourth game, this is going to be maybe a bit longer to explain, but it's quite fun. We call it les charades. In French, les charades. And this should be played for maybe upper intermediate or intermediate and even advanced players. But you need to be at least upper intermediate in French. Of course, there should be more than one player. And I used to play this game a lot with friends and family. I think it's one of the best games because it encourages you to look for words and form them. A player thinks of a word and they need to separate each syllable. It only works if each syllable makes a word. For example, let's use the word chapeau, okay? A hat, chapeau. So that player is not going to tell them that word, of course. They're going to make the others guess. The player will break down that word into syllables. So we have cha and po. And it works because cha and po are separate words as well. That player will make the other players guess that word by saying mon premier est, my first is, mon premier est, and describe what that first word formed by the first syllable is. So, mon premier est, and then for the second syllable, mon deuxième est, my second is, and they do the same thing, and so on. If you have 3, 4, 5 syllables, then go ahead. When the player described all the syllables, they need to finish by saying mon tout est, my all is, and describe the full mystery word. So, mon premier est, mon deuxième est, and once you're done, mon tout est, and describe the full mystery word. So once again, let's go back to our example, chapeau. How would I form this charade? Charade. Mon premier est un animal domestique. Which is chat, cat, right? For syllable number one, chat. And then all the other players need to guess. Mon second est un organe du corps humain. My second is an organ of the human body, which is peau, skin. For syllable number two. So we have, mon premier est un animal domestique. Mon deuxième est un organe du corps humain. Mon tout, my all, est un accessoire. Donc, mon premier est un animal domestique, chat. Mon deuxième est un organe du corps humain, peau. And mon tout est un accessoire. So all of these clues will help the players guess. And we end up with chat and peau, which means chapeau, which is an accessory. Let's try another one. Balançoire, swing. Balançoire. Mon premier est le contraire de haut. Mon deuxième est le contraire de rapide. Mon troisième est le contraire de matin. Mon tout s'accroche aux branches des arbres. So let's do that step by step. Mon premier est le contraire de haut. So the opposite of haut, which is high. Bas, in French, bas, low. Mon deuxième est le contraire de rapide. So the contrary, the opposite of rapide, fast, which is lent, slow. So we have bas and then lent. Mon troisième est le contraire de matin. So my third is the opposite of matin, morning. Here, soir, evening, okay? And finally, we describe the full word because we've done the three syllables. Mon tout s'accroche aux branches des arbres. So we've had the opposite of haut, bas, and then the opposite of rapide, lent, and the opposite of matin, soir. Bas, lent, soir, and there we have the word, balançoire, a swing. And finally, the last game that we're going to talk about is le jeu du dictionnaire, or the dictionary game. This is for at least upper beginners as well, and you have to be at least two players to play. You will need a sheet of paper, pencil or a pen, and a French dictionary or French-English dictionary. The game is quite simple. One player randomly picks a word in the dictionary and asks other players to draw what they think it is, or simply to write the definition. I like to make children draw because it's always fun. I just say a random word in French and they imagine what it is and they start drawing. But of course, you can also try to write down the definition or the meaning of that word if you don't want other players to draw. The fun part here is that everybody needs to guess, and it's always funny to take a look at what others think what a word means in French. Of course, the person that guessed right scores 1 point, so it's quite easy to play. And there you go. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode regarding the five games that you can play to enrich or improve your vocabulary in French. If you would like to take a look at the images and a deeper look into the rules of each game, of course, make sure to click on the link in the show notes. Cet épisode est maintenant terminé. Merci beaucoup d'être resté avec moi aujourd'hui et je vous dis à bientôt pour un nouvel épisode sur Learn to French. Au revoir!